the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Lori LeBlanc. Hey, Lori.
Hey, Cal. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Excellent. Welcome back.
Yeah, nice to talk to you again after a little while. Yeah, always good, always fun.
You bet. A new tune called Another Night Like This. We'll talk about that in just a second. But first of all, how you been? Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's, you know, considering what's happening, we're working away at home on music stuff, everything except touring, I guess.
Yeah.
So different stuff happening as far as, you know, we're getting lots of songwriting done and getting a bunch of demos for recordings sometime this year, I guess, and stuff.
Right. So where's home for you again, Lori?
Actually, I'm in Bucktoos, New Brunswick. It's about an hour north of Moncton.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, a lot of great music. Generally speaking, you know, pre-COVID, there would be a lot of opportunity for you to play in those types of communities there.
Yeah, you know, well, actually, we had, obviously, dating back to a year now, we had 25, 30 shows based out of Maritimes, a little bit of Maritime Quebec, and a little bit of Ontario and Europe, France and stuff, and Switzerland. But that's been pushed back for a year, and we'll see what happens in 21 and whatever else, you know.
So I've asked this question before, but I think European audiences really like Canadian country music. Would you fall into that thought process?
Well, yeah, from what I haven't gone to Switzerland I've gone to France and sang with a guy who wrote a bunch of songs for me, Don Mescal, and although they really don't speak at all the English language, they just love English country music and they embrace it. So I'm getting, you know, I see you had a tour up there, you know, scheduled for last November and pushed back for at least 12 or 18 months. But they seem to enjoy it a lot. And there's different places up there where you can, you know, stop and play, I guess.
Yeah, you bet. So the song that you've got out now on country radio, at least in this country, is a song called Another Night Like This. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, we're really happy. It's the third single off the album, and the songwriters on the song are Dave Tuff, a guy I got to know out of Nashville, and co-wrote it with Jeff Dane and Richard Fagan, that, you know, wrote Soul and George Strait stuff. He you know, passed away last August, but I liked it the first time I heard it. It had a mid tempo, well written, crazy love night between, you know, two lovers and stuff, and it was. It was well arranged. It had the moderny intro, outro, and stuff. Nice hook. So I did want it on the album. Wasn't sure if it would be a single, and here we are today. Obviously, you know, releasing it a little while back.
Yeah. So you decided to release the single. What kind of thought process went into doing that when you didn't think it was going to be one, but now you've released it?
Well, I guess when you know this guy sent me like 80 demos originally. And I picked one or two of them, and, you know, from there got all the buzz that we sort of wanted to have on the album, and then decided on the final 10, went to the studio at Jason Berry's studio with Dean Brody's boys and stuff. And then you never know how the demo will turn out with your final version, right? With your sort of arrangements, your feel, your tone, whatever else. So I sort of loved it demo-wise, and the final arrangements with the help of Jason and the boys came out great. So we weren't sure when it was going to be released. We just shot the video actually before the snow last fall. So and I got a couple out there doing the acting and the loving, because I was just a guy singing in the background. But it came out great, and we got a great team with us. You know, we're tracked by Tutti Promotions and delivered by RDR, and have Eric with us on the PR. So everything's going great, and we'll see how it goes as we go along.
Boy, it's quite a process to put a single out or to put an album out, isn't it? A lot of people don't realize that how much work there is behind the scenes to get this done.
It is, and, you know, we wanted to do it once and do it right, so we spoke to a bunch of people, and we got the right team with us, and being sort of a new market for me on the English side, you know, with everyone that's surrounding us as far as our team, we got the right ingredients in place. It's just a matter of not moving and going, you know, the radio stations and doing shows, but we're doing what we can as far as promoting without the touring, I guess.
How do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
Well, I guess obviously the home base is always LoriLeBlanc.com. We just had it redesigned, and there's a store there, and everything else. We have a VIP member join sections. We're getting hundreds and hundreds of VIPs with a VIP every month, and they can just have a look on there. Obviously, the official Facebook page, the Twitter page, Lori LeBlanc, and the Instagram. And let us know what you think of the new single and anything that you for comments or stuff, we'll gladly listen and let you know what we think and everything.
Perfect, Laurie. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with this new song, and we'll talk again.
Thank you very much. You're always there for our interview, and thanks a lot for everything.
Laurie LeBlanc on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.